Okay, people, we're gonna do it right now. Seek, be saved. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 158 and it's Negative Land. No other possibility. Seek, be saved. Oh yes.
But hello, I'm Don Joyce.
Grig! Gordon Christopher!
Well, David, the weatherman, David Wills.
I'm Mark Hosler. I'm in Negative Land. Sorry.
He's paranoid, he's not.
I don't know about that.
Obsessional, David's delusional.
That's our band.
Wouldn't call what we do a band at all.
We're a band of modern noisemakers. Like you have at parties and stuff.
And the idea of meaning it actually, as we discovered from doing the radio show for many years, is you can put a bunch of stuff on the air or in a record that are really not necessarily related to each other at all, put them in connection with one another, and if there's any way to do it, people will make a connection in their minds and they'll make it have a meaning.
This is Negative Land, reminding you to get ready for the Love Canal at Love Course 49.
Sabbath at 78. A slippy, a sparky, puffin' right along. A munal condoption. A munal condoption. A
How's it going? Something hit the satellite.
I'm live. I'm live at Seoul, South Africa.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm live.
The producer objects to that.
What do you think about the Larry King show?
Hey, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. The producer objects to that. Okay.
I don't know. I was busy trying to figure out the smartest way to talk to you.
Well, actually, maybe if you're looking for a short, peppy answer to what is Negative Land.
How do you know?
Slightly rephrase that question then.
Where is Negative Land?
How do you know?
Well,
Seoul, South Africa. What's all this got to do with Aurora anyway?
I'll make a note of that question.
Don't play it backwards, John.
Something about rock and roll.
How do you know?
We hope it isn't going too far in that direction.
Well, let me slightly rephrase that question. What is Negative Land?
Four or five sentences. Through dubbing and redubbing and re-editing. Editing and redubbing and editing and re-editing. Dubbing and editing and re-editing.
Now the rule
is quite
that we're
surreal
trying to learn on this page is that a silent E at the end of the word.
Chewing and spitting.
hissing, chewing, and kind of spitting.
The piece starts out with the broadcast as it was broadcast, and then later on, elements of that broadcast are rebuilt.
Okay, I've just played it. Now I'm going to ask the question you just answered. So don't answer it again. What's this piece made out of? Wait a minute, the producer has checked for that.
There's a possible outro.
Just remember, the more you get, the more work it's going to be trying to figure out what to do with it.
Now, we have staff to handle that.
We okay. Shall I keep talking?
I don't care.
You know, it's often been said, if you give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
There is a lot of soul in South Africa.
We've been temporarily cut off from the satellite, but we're awaiting a reconnection.
Seat be sate. No other possibility. Yes, it's the Negative Land special, and it's Radio Clash 158. And you are listening to The Answer Is, which is from Points, and you're listening to other tracks from their first album, which is was untitled, otherwise known as Negative Land. So you listen to track 9, track 6, and track 1. They don't have names. And you're listening to bits of Sonic Outlaws, which was the little bits of the Good Hello, and a remix that they did of an All Things Considered interview. So that was Negative Land in their own word. Or words. Yes. There's more than one. Yeah. And I have all these albums, but I have that first album on vinyl. With each one has a handmade cover, and I picked it up for quite, not very much money. But yes. The idea behind this is... was an exchange recently where someone was saying that they didn't know any of Negative Land's work, and it was somebody who's involved in the bootleg scene. So this is for Negative Land noobs, and this is also for people who are who kind of know about Negative Land, 'cause I'm dropping in some known tracks which are not necessarily in the format you'd expect. They're covers or from live. But I'm going to start with one of my favourites, which is from the next album, After Points, because he started off with Negative Land, then Points. And this is from Big Ten 8 Place, and this is Theme from Big Ten 8 Place. I've played it on the show before, but I'll play it many times because I love it so.
Everybody, welcome.
One, two, stupid. Three, four, dumb. Five, six, idiotic. Seven, eight, seat me sage. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid. I like Concord. And 180G. I like Pleasant Hill.
this is it. I'm going to do it right now. Here we go.
Very stupid. All right,
people.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
First of all, I want you to raise your hand.
Very stupid. 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 Very stupid.
Very stupid.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
I want you to pour 409 into your Mr. Coffee coffee maker if you forgot to clean
the carpet. A man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. I am a man with three fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man with two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. I am a man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. Fingers, a man with no fingers on my hand. I am a man with no fingers, but that doesn't count my pinky or my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb.
This is not the way of it. All that shouting. All that noise. All that noise. Listen. This is not the way of it. All that shouting is not the way of it. All that noise. All that noise. Listen. 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 This noise. 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 Noise.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna record all the noise.
And? Well, you know, actually, right here in this neighborhood, we have a big noise. Somebody shoot off a couple of guns in the distance, and somebody rattles some tin cans or something, and that's about all. So it's very quiet here.
Whoa! Look out! Here I come! Michael Jackson! Look what you've done!
Michael Jackson?
You spattered mud all over my dress with your old bicycle.
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson?
Gee, Carol. Those mud saints will never wash out.
Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, gee, what am I going to do?
Van Halen?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. You were too close.
Tina Turner?
Sorry. What good does that do?
David Bowie?
You know you aren't supposed to be riding your bike during lunch hour.
Miss Madonna? Huey Lewis and the News? The Cars? Herbie Hancock? Bonnie Tyler? ZZ Top? Weird Al Yankovic? Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Gina Easton, John Lennon, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Paul & Oates, Adam Ant, Queen, Jack Mellencamp, Fleetwood Mac, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Kenny Rogers, Stevie Wonder, Jay Iglesias, and Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Dean Martin, Kiss, and it is especially called The Judgment of the Tower, and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children, and then working specifically to these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Water.
Have you got a quarter?
Sure, here you go.
Thanks.
I thought we'd never deal with frauds.
Here I go. You know, you really shouldn't be wasting so much time with this dumb machine. Quiet, you're making it mad. Why haven't you found a job yet? Have you got another quarter? I want to play it again. Sure, here you go. You know, you're... Have you got another quarter? Sure, here you go. Thanks. Here I go. You know, you really shouldn't be wasting so much time with this dumb machine. Have you got another quarter? Here you go.
I thought we'd never deal with frauds.
Thanks. Shouldn't be wasting so much time with this dumb machine.
Quiet.
Why haven't you found a job yet? Here I go. Why haven't you found a job yet?
Quiet.
Why haven't you found a job yet?
Because I want more than a job.
Well, why...
Attacker.
I want to play it again. Have you got another quarter?
Sure.
Thanks. Here I go.
Why haven't you found a job yet?
Quiet.
You fraud attacker.
Have you got a...
Here you go. You know, you really shouldn't be...
Quiet.
Well...
Attacker.
I want to play it again.
Sure.
You fraud.
Thanks. Here I go.
Why haven't you found a job yet?
Quiet.
Sure.
Attacker.
Have you got a...
Here you go.
Here I go.
You know, you really shouldn't...
Fraud.
Quiet. You're making it mad.
Why haven't you found a job yet?
Attacker.
I want to...
Here you go.
Thanks.
Sure. Why haven't you found a job yet?
I really want to aim high.
Well, why can't you find something like that?
Sound was used for centuries as a method of torture. Place someone's head inside of a bell and ring it. And eventually,
here you go.
They'll go insane. And eventually, they'll go insane. They'll go insane. They'll go insane. And eventually,
the first thing that happens is that the bones splinter.
We're moving to conquer.
Press the button. The door opens to let you in.
Conquer, at the end of the line.
You're in Conquer.
All passengers, please disembark.
Over here now.
Then the door closes behind you in safe, secure comfort.
Resident believes possibly MMAs are in the area.
As you can hear, this is a big 10-8 place playing in the background. And this is from their 1983 album, which came with a bag of lawn cuttings. It's all about suburbia, and the other side has a very funny story by the weatherman, who introduced himself earlier in the show. And if we can actually speak, it'd be amazing if I speak through this without actually getting incredibly distracted by all of these sounds. Apparently it took them 3 years to do this album, with all the editing they had to do on tape. Obviously with sampling and technology, which is what they got into later on, it's just a lot more easier. But not then. It reminds me of Cassette Boy and his 7 years to do the Parker tapes. So this is 1983. Points was in 1980. 1981. And the first album, Negative Land, was 1980. And certainly the first album is very, is like that. Very, very sort of ambient. Kind of ambient industrial in a way, with a lot of sort of distorted sounds and things in the background, and so it's kind of like the more ambient style of Psychic Television and people like that. They take their name from Noi, the krautrock group, a track of theirs called Negative Land, which apparently was just a spur of the moment decision, although they named their record label Sealand after another Noi track. And they come from
Concord.
They come from the California. On the Bay Area, and they are, there's four or five of them. There's also occasionally Ian Allen and someone else, I forget, but I think pretty much the people who introduced themselves at the start of the show are the main members. And they're still going. 28 years later, they're still going. They did lots of 20th year shows around 2000, but sadly didn't come to England. So, as I said at the start, this is a kind of a mixture of a taster for people who haven't heard any Negative Land, which is probably freaking them out, especially this stuff, which is I was first introduced to on my art degree and loved it greatly. Someone gave me a tape, and I've been trying to track down a CD copy of this for years. It's quite a hard album to get. And then I've lost my track. Is this the problem of having this background? But the inspiration of this show is more of the Over the Edge shows they do, which sadly I've never listened to one, although I've listened to tapes and CDs that they've created from their shows, which mixes in. It's a live mixture of everything. It's kind of like what you're hearing now, but a live mixture of different tapes, less edited, but there's also people calling in and random stuff and stuff that they've pre-done, and that, and the show Sonic Outlaws, which was a film by Craig Baldwin, is shows them at work, and that's very, very interesting. But they're still going. As far as I know, the last released album in 2005, and I'll be playing some of that later on the show. But I think before I totally freak myself out with this background, I'm going to play something from the next album, which I haven't told you what I've played. That was crap, I know. Because after Big Ten 8th place was about 1987 was Escape from Noise. So the sort of the three or four tracks I played were from that. So you had Methods of Torture, you had Play It Again, which is the same period but was from an unsound cassette tape. And then before that was the one that a lot of people know, which is Michael Jackson, the one that Fatboy Slim sampled. And which is the Death Cult, sort of Elizabeth Clare Prophet Death Cult tape. So that's, and of course that was then found and resampled and used by Milo. But basically, a lot of the samples you'll hear, even the tracks I'm playing in this show, you probably go, oh, I heard that. But actually, they were the originators. You know, like the sample I used at the start, the Black Pope. They used that in 1987, way before, I think way before the KLF ever did. And it seems like things like that. They sort of seem to be finding all of these sort of interesting sources like Casey Kasem swearing and Orson Welles and things like that. So, and then before that, I played The Way of It by Negative Land. Then there was Four Fingers, which is also from the Big Ten 8 album. And a theme from a Big Ten 8 place, which I've played before, which has got the lovely Weatherman, David Wills, on it. So next, I'm going to play, this is sort of latest shit. This is from 2007. from 2007, it's not one of theirs, but it's a cover of one of their albums. One of their albums, their own songs. This is Car Bomb by the 180Gs. Distinct trash bag, shattered roof glass, tailpipe, trunk light, piece of chrome, fuel pump, muffler, universal bearing, aerial brake shoe, shock absorber. Car Bomb! 3210. Ashtray, air fuel, oily rag, fan belt, flywheel, left arm rest, crankshaft, tire jack, rear view mirror, coil spring, piston ring, rubber foam, Daisu. Car Bomb! 3210. Lug nut, Edeval, dashboard, padding, hubcap, rotor, windshield, wiper, big hand, little hand, radio dial, front seat, back seat, air conditioner. Car Bomb! 3210. Rubber hose, rocker belt, digital thermometer, spark plug, gas cap, cigarette lighter, headrest, retread, registration, floor mat, fire watt, accelerator pedal. Oh, great radiator, cargo, wire, cleaner, septic, transmatic fluid, headlight, seatbelt, sunroof cover, and a bumper sticker that says... No other possibility!
Spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid, Christianity is stupid, Christianity is stupid. 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 Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Did you hear that? Give up. Did you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual. And avoid panic buying.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case.
David Brom was accused in the multiple axe slayings, but now almost 3 months later, many are still wondering why. One explanation may involve a Bay Area music group called Negative Land. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders. They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. The probe apparently involved their song, Christianity is Stupid.
Christianity is stupid.
Ring.
This is Tom Krautmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
No!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music, and the ex-murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Was Negative Land?
The media is exploitive. Why do you think that?
Suck you, baby. Suck you, baby. Suck you, baby. Suck you, baby.
Thrill night. Thrill night.
Give me what you got.
Killing you, they like to give you 7 minutes in the book.
You can suck your back.
Why do you think that? It's gonna make you famous. Because the media is exploitive. It's gonna take an issue, can blow it out of proportion, or it can take a serious issue and make nothing out of it. You gotta know how to exploit the media.
Murder and music.
Right. Thank you.
Murder and music.
And eventually, it returned to their live performances.
Too much data.
Have mercy on me, O Lord. I am in trouble.
Crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Hell, I should have that story.
Quite as an adult, and he's feeling
wondering why.
Yeah, my soul, my being.
Southern California teenager.
You're overreacting.
My strength fails. My inequity.
You're overreacting.
Most unlikely to generate a
pursuit. Don't find excuses for it. The easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Whatever.
Apologize.
I was fucked up as a dead man out of mind.
Apologize.
Like a broken vessel.
That's America.
I'm considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death creep?
What?
I'm gonna have to cut it off now. We're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
Press release saying that we were being investigated by federal authorities because of a possible connection between the song Christianity is Stupid and a quadruple axe murder in Rochester, Minnesota. A few fanzines came out that reported it, and then a magazine in California called BAM Magazine wrote about it, and it just started to snowball. Then KPIX, which is a CBS News affiliate here in the San Francisco Bay Area, picked up on the BAM article, came to our studio, and they interviewed us. After that ran on TV, the San Francisco Chronicle saw the KPIX news broadcast, then they wanted to write about it, and at a certain point we decided that it was turning into something where we were going to be guilty of this gratuitous exploitation. Now, there was no way to ever get around that, but it was turning into that more and more, and so we then decided that the best thing to do was to make a record out of it that explained what had really happened, how we had lied, what we'd really done, which, of course, you could see as further gratuitous exploitation or not, because, of course, it's paradoxically, you know,
execute a perfect
thing all the same time.
And even though it was ourselves who were the subject, it also became a whole thing about how all that works when you become a subject.
And how the machinery itself works, irrespective of the truth of the subject that they're lying. We found that journalists routinely do not check sources. They simply reprint and cannibalize and copy what's been written elsewhere in the news, which they use when they read. And it's so routine, it's frightening.
I'm a human radio station, got it?
I'm a human radio station, got it?
Okay.
That pig boy.
Okay.
No. Are you kidding?
You calling me no disc jockey and all that other stuff?
No.
I'm the greatest radio personality in the world.
No, I like Pink Floyd too, you know.
Find your roots. Know what I mean.
Got it.
They don't understand the fragmentation. Let's take a phone call.
KCPX. Something.
So they sat and listened to the radio day in and day out to see what it was that was popular.
Well, it was just after a show one night, and this person came up to us and handed us his tape.
Oh, that's really what started it?
That's right. And on this tape were these Casey Kasem outtakes.
One of them is Dr. Holt. Another has lost 37 pounds. And another friend...
Once we went back to the hotel room we were at and listened to the tapes, and I was laughing so hard that my eyes started watering and I was crying with, you know, tears coming out of your eyes.
And I got to tell you, when I first heard them, it blew me away. And it still does today every time I listen to the tape.
Ronnie's outtakes that we got. He, part of what he was doing was he was introducing the group to you too. Screwing it all up. And he was swearing all over the place. So we kind of think of a way to use these tapes in a way that was conceptually interesting. So we thought, let's have him talking on top of some YouTube music. And that's how the idea grew. Then when we thought we could use this computer information we had that would play back top 40 hits on your computer and keyboards, we ordered that from some company. They had the iTunes, I'm looking for a song, all digitized, ready to play back, and you can arrange your own sounds, just play the song on your own home keyboard.
This is number one.
We're counting down the 40 biggest hits in the 50 states. Here's the first top 40 hit for the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. That's the letter U and the numeral... That's the letter 2 and the numeral U. Is that the way I say that? I don't know how to say it.
About 10 days after the single came out, 180-page lawsuit landed. About 10 days after the single came out, 180-page lawsuit landed on the doorsteps, and on the doorsteps of SST Records. SST's response was to cave in to all of their demands. The record was pulled from the shelves, all remaining stock, they were all sent back to Island Records to be destroyed. There was a tremendous amount of pressure to go along with what SST, how SST wanted to handle it. And we were also led to believe by the lawyer who handled the case for SST and for us that SST was going to split the losses with us. Then we were informed by SST Records, surprise, you're paying for the whole amount. SST has the money. They have assets. Okay, they are the company that is, you know, grossing millions of dollars a year. We aren't. SST to turn around and sue us, which of course they did when we put out
insert magazine picture here.
When we put out the magazine, the letter U and the numeral 2, which was our attempt at documenting everything that happened.
Two forward, two back. Hold it faster, louder, faster.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
And it was the beat.
God, I hate that. We come out of that, and then I gotta say the goddamn American. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know.
This is the weather, man. And as you probably already know, the sound of my voice is an insult to the entire digital community.
I believe it's the weatherman there.
Oh, well.
Where you at?
I have climbed the highest mountains, and guess what? I've run through the fields only to be with you. Yep, with you. No one else, just you. And guess what? I have run. I have crawled. I have scaled these city walls. Yeah, that's really great. I can't believe I did it. But nevertheless, I have done that for you, only to be with you. I have done all these things. Yeah, with you. The fat one, that's it. You're the fat one, and I want to be with you. Come on, I want to be with you. I don't believe it. I want to be with you. But on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it. Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it. But here's what else I've done. I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. I've even done that. While I was doing that, you know, all the kissing on the honey lips, it burned like fire, and it reminded me of cheap melted plastic, the kind that makes little clouds of white vapor gas. Ooh, I like that vapor gas. It's pink better than air, and kind of slips off the baseboard. And then when it bursts into flame, it makes those little strings of black smoke. Black ashes attached to them. Isn't that nice? That's how I was kissing honey lips. But after all that, I still haven't found it. What I'm looking for, that is. I just don't know what to do. I just can't seem to find it.
Mark, aside from being occasional contributors to Manda 2000, are members of a band called Negative Land. And I know they've been sued by your record label, but they haven't been sued by you. So we were out to surprise you or sabotage you.
But anyway, we were sued by Island for a very fragmentary sample of one of your records.
Yeah.
And gee, we were terribly offended by that.
The lawsuit from Island dealt with us as if it was a consumer fraud that was intended to rip off innocent U2 fans, and that we were going to somehow make millions of dollars by selling these records. And yet, actually, when you look at the whole package, I mean, there's a U2 spy plane on the cover and stuff. It's pretty obvious that this is actually a work, you know, an artistic statement. Again, you may not like it.
I think we would have reacted in a different way, but
there was no negotiation, and they went ahead and were spending their, you know, they've got $400 an hour lawyers.
As it was presented to us,
yeah,
was this time, by Pop, was it? You know, here's the record, here's the Elvis Leave. Island are already on the case here, and they've objected because they feel it's because of the artwork that this is at a time where a lot of people are expecting the new U2 record, and they felt that from their own point of view, in a pure business sense, nothing about art, I just think they thought that there was a chance, a good chance, that a lot of people would pick up the record in the record shop and think, oh, this is a new U2 album.
Well, that actually was, I mean, in the context that you're in, you have an idea of doing something subversive, and we're scurrying down, way down low in the underground of music, and we're doing things that we also think are somewhat subversive.
They never came to us and said, change the cover.
Yeah.
And instead, they just smashed the whole thing, including the content.
I didn't have any problem with it. I think Casey Kasem was kind of but he was actually wanted to stop it. So
that's the latest word.
I don't know. It's all become a big mess.
Casey in public was questioned about the whole single, and he said, well, I don't like what they did. It's embarrassing to me, but I'm for free speech. I'm against censorship. I'm for the First Amendment, and I think people should be able to do what they want.
Nobody cares.
It's getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Privately, he said, no, I'll sue your ass if you try to put it in.
Yeah, deal than we did. The problem really was that by the time we realized what was going on, it was kind of too late. And we actually did approach the record company on your behalf and say, look, come on, this is very heavy, and really have got this serious. But their attitude was, well, look, we're not going to look for damages, but we were not about to swallow our own legal costs.
lying to us about it. In fact, they knew, their management knew about this before it even happened,
but I don't think they could have changed
it. Maybe they couldn't have, but I think at this point, U2 is playing good cop, bad cop with Negative Land, and what's happening is that they don't really want the record to come out either.
I don't think they care. I really think they're just... For you two,
no, maybe
power
not the band members.
Delegated.
I think that
power
it was the management. Management. The management yeah. is new about it, and the management is acting like they didn't know.
And nothing wrong.
The rock crop. You're a rock group. You two.
Even if you two have done nothing wrong, are your records perfect?
Maybe should have been sued by the designer of U2's
file. Understand, I have nothing against U2.
What I would consider to be sort of.
Are your records perfect?
We're also thinking utterly naive.
Even if U2,
well, U2 is named the airplane.
Are your records perfect? Can you personalize? Can you prove that you're innocent when you are next to be falsely accused?
Stole their name.
Understand, I have nothing against U2.
Wake up. Wake up, America. Wake up.
You may not know this, but they try to call me at the White House every night during the
TV tour.
Welcome to Zoo TV.
You mean their illegal Zoo TV tour? It was full of appropriated media. They were taking down live off of satellites from their dish out in the parking lot and mixing that into their show as the background video. And totally copyrighted stuff and showing it in a concert hall for money. Well, it's totally illegal. I applaud them for doing it. It's a great idea. But the point is they're doing what they sued us for doing virtually.
You two can pay higher taxes.
Oh, I actually think that U2 is lying to us.
U2 can see the U.S., get used to what where it was.
I actually think that U2 is lying to us.
And I say forget this economic policy. U2 deserve better. Waste right out your paycheck.
Casting right there in a venue with people paying tickets.
The rock crop.
You know, I don't have a problem with sampling. You know, we sample things. People sample us all the time, you know.
Well, this is interesting because we've been involved in a situation similar along these lines.
Been sued by the designer of the YouTube Spotify for stealing what I would consider to be sort of something that pre-existed then.
We were also thinking, utterly naively, that, U2 is the name of the airplane. As far as we know, the group U2 stole their name from this airplane, so how could anyone do anything to us for just using the letter U and the numeral 2, and showing the plane? Think that U2 is lying to us about it, and in fact they knew, their management knew about this before it even happened,
but I don't think they could have changed
it. Maybe they couldn't have, but I think at this point U2 is playing good cop, bad cop with Negative Land, and what's happening is that they don't really want the record to come out either.
I don't think they care. I really think they're just...
Yeah.
For you two,
no, maybe not the band members.
Delegated.
I think that it was the management. The management is new about it, and the management is acting like they didn't know.
Music Radio 138. Oh fuck!
We'll show you first what I mean.
Yourself, oh well, we invented this and nobody else can use it because it's all stolen anyway.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
No copies under any circumstances can be made.
Copying is a criminal act.
We have to be very strict.
You know, Led Zeppelin's publishers, who we used a bit of the tunes from, they objected to it. Which is really strange because for me, Led Zeppelin always stood for, I mean, whatever the music's like, which I think's really cool. They always stood for, you know, complete disregard for all these, you know, for rules, and they were sort of really outrageous, and there's like 8,000 million stories going around about them and what they do and what they're not doing. And so it's really weird that they'll get really sort of uptight about
some of them we got permission to use the actual songs, to use the bits of music.
Oh please.
But they were asking for like ridiculous amounts of percentage on royalties and all that sort of thing. In the end, they realised that the tone of it, they didn't like it, so they didn't want us to use it however much we paid them in royalties.
The music, man, not the money. One or the other.
And the problem now is that this, with all this thing about suing, you know, people like Tom Waits and Lou Reed suing people.
Don't sue
us. It's all inspiration, isn't it? And, you know, from as far back as Shakespeare and that, and twisting it and making it modern and making it relevant now, and changing what it means and changing how you say it. That's art. That's the way things have to go. Inspiration, isn't it? And ideas.
Yeah.
We're paying homage, aren't we? We're not worthy.
You need to have a lawyer.
In their view, the use of music helped to popularize it.
You need
and should be thought of as contributing to the sale of records and sheet music.
You need to have a lawyer.
He warned that unless some kind of arrangement was made to pay for the music it used, there would be prosecution under the federal copyright.
And yet another perfect cut.
Oh my gosh, what a coincidence. This happens to be in style. Well, most important things I have in my life are succeeding in making my goals. And my goals are, I'd like to get a swimming scholarship to a college. And I'd like to become a lawyer when I grow up, you know. And I'd like to go to college, probably at UCLA, because I hear they have nice weather, good-looking guys, and oh, what a party place. And, you know, it's not too bad of a school either. And, let's see, I'd like to have next year in high school, you know, I'd like to make a lot of friends, have a nice time with them. And I'd like to get a few boyfriends and have a nice time with them. And, let's see, what else? I'd like to go to a lot of parties, have a good time. When I grow up, I want to get a white rabbit convertible and live in a nice place and have a dog named Gidget who would never leave me. And I'd like to work in a nice building downtown with a bunch of good-looking guys working there. I can have a nice time and, you know, take my friends out to lunch and buy my parents nice things and be a happy person. And the most important thing in my life is to go to heaven when I die.
I think that's it.
That was exciting because it was so foreign to the adults. Oh, it was, I mean, they were so turned off to that music, including myself.
We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Give them credit for having that much sense.
When I first played it, I said, is this for real?
Care music.
Is this for real?
That's what he expects from dropouts.
You told us that your competitors' jingles sound like yours. You've been telling us that you need to increase flow out of stop sets. The jingle shouldn't hang up the flow at the most crucial time. The time when you need to get from a commercial break back into music. You've been telling us that you need a new way of handling promo lines.
One of the guys who was on before me says, Casey, says, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. He says, what's happening is this new music. But maybe I should listen more closely. And I did. And I learned to dance to it. And then it was over. I was sucked in.
Mark, what do you listen to?
The ones who brought you Image 73 bring you something different.
Moribund music of the 70s. Cali Award winner Dick Vaughan.
Yes, that's bits from Perfect Cut, which is the flip side of Helter Stupid. This is Can Music. Number four was Perfect Cut, White Rabbit, and A Dog Named Gidget. I love that. Of course, there's Casey Kasem samples in there, so obviously they were doing the Casey Kasem stuff well before they actually got into the problems with U2. And that's what the section before that was all about, their problems with U2. There was bits from Sonic Outlaws describing the law case, because they got sued by U2 for using a bit of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and also Casey Kasem. So you had, just at the end there, you had a kind of a reference to it from Cleveland, the True False Tour of 2000. Was I don't know what the title of that is, but it's like a polka version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Then before that was Long Distance Dedication number one, live. Then before that was Wake Up America, live, which I think are both from, these guys are from England, and Who Gives a Shit, which is a supposed, in quotes, bootleg from somebody of one of their sets. Then before that was, I think, a little bit of the U2 special edit radio mix. That was from the original 1991 release of letter U and the number two, or U2, single. Then before that was a little mashup I made, which was Still Haven't Found It by Instamatic, which is their live version with the string quartet version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, which is from a Gaibo strings challenge from Get Your Bootleg On forum. Then before that, I think I played a little bit of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, the 1991 a cappella mix, which is flip side of that single. Long Distance Dedication number two live. So I was mixing and matching and mixing it all up, you see. And then you had a bit of Perfect Scrambled Eggs, which is from 1987, which is from a album called Potatoes, various folk songs. Then before that was Back to the Perfect Cut. That was Rudy Poops, and you'd recognise the Black Pope in there from my from a jingle at the start of the show. And then we went to Hell to Stupid. Of course, they before U2 debacle, however you pronounce that, they did a sort of a fake press release about their song Christianity is Stupid and latching onto an axe murder by a kid called David Brom, and then found it all just got a bit too much, and the media doesn't bother to check its sources. They just nick other people's. They just steal themselves. So they did an album around that using sort of samples, and I've played that before because, of course, it uses Helter Skelter. So I played a bit of it on the Beatles show. And then, of course, there's the Helter Stupid newscast in there. There's the Helter Stupid by the 180Gs. And there is various bits from Sonic Outlaws about that. And then Christianity is Stupid that started it all. From the Escape from Noise album, then which was from 1987, which was their first release on SST. So they had their own album record company Sealand, which they're now still on because they restarted it because of all the problems with U2. SST just basically dropped them like a hot potato and wouldn't deal with them and wouldn't pay for wouldn't go 50-50 on any of their lawsuits, and they ended up with a massive bill. I think they said it in one of the interviews, I don't know, was it 90,000 or 60,000, a lot of money anyway. One of the bootleg LPs you can buy for the live fund was helping fund their defence fund. So then before that, there was Car Bomb by the 180Gs. I love that 180G's album. What it is it's an a cappella version of the songs of Negative Land. They claim to be nothing to do with it, but they're releasing it through Sealand, which is all a little bit suspicious. Of course, it's not them singing, but I do wonder about that one. And then before that was... Was that it? I think it was, unless I played a big 10-8 place part one. Oh no, that was in the background. Yes, get it right, Tim. So I've decided to split this show because I've got so many tracks I want to play. It's just crazy. So there's going to be a Negative Land part two. So this was No Other Possibility by about all my show Ready Clash show about Negative Land. You can contact me at mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And if you can say that while you're having this kind of strange music in the background, you're a better man than me. So I'm going to end on... I'm going back to their Points album from 1981. And this is... Of course, it involves accordions. Not a dog called Snuggles. I'm not even probably an accordion called Snuggles. And this is a... part of I think it's David's mother, David Will's mother, the weatherman, playing a song called Harry to the Ferry. So I hope you've enjoyed everything, and I'll speak to you soon.
Are you going?
Are you going?
David, answer me.
Yes.
I'd like to know if he starts the thing yet.
Yeah.
I just started.
Is it ready? All right.
3 days ago.
Okay, here we go.
You can hear it.
Please.